Be ready, be listening, and do not be afraid. This is Radio Elusia.
Good evening, welcome back. And that's the problem with Radio Elusia. They don't speak for the people, just their hand.
Hey, you there? I'm at another alarm. I had to register panel off. Yeah, well, it's not just us who don't want to see them. The black market will appreciate this too. What's the shutdown code again? Didn't work. Is that the only code we have? Okay, I'll try. Fuck, that didn't work either. Yeah, maybe it's an older one, something we wouldn't expect. I don't, just trust me. Shit. Okay, I think. It's going off! What do I see? Fuck! Fuck. Oh, man. I did it. I took it out. I blew it up. This shouldn't affect my plan tomorrow, right? Okay, I'll speak soon.
Be ready, be listening, and do not be afraid. This is Radio Elusia.
Be ready, be listening, and do not be afraid. Hello and welcome to Radio Elusia,
broadcasting live from the 17th floor.
I am your host, Suze Williams, joined today by my co-host and best friend, Leah Salma. Woo!
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know, that's how people say stuff, right? On proper radio stations.
And we'd want to be like them, why?
Well, Miss Selma, lots of people believe every fucking tedious thing we say, so...
Miss Williams! The F word on public broadcast? We cannot allow it!
So dumb.
Anyway, as we said, thank you for joining us today.
This broadcast is gonna be a little different. No songs, I'm afraid.
So, this Friday marks a year since the prison siege.
Feels like a world away.
Yeah. It's like our whole lives were spent living in one way. And in the siege, we didn't have to. I keep imagining what life would be like without it. Like, still having sanctioned communication, this wouldn't be possible. Things were so bad, and last year, all that noise and light, it felt like it was more than an event. That something else, something more would follow. But obviously, that didn't happen. They released all the prisoners, the protests ended, and we all just moved on with our lives. For all we achieved, we only got so far. I mean, look at where we are now. The Archon and everyone behind it are still in power. The alarms have apparently been out of use since the end of the protest, but they're still standing. No day or motion by the Archon or anyone to take them down.
One went off last night.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about that? I don't think they are. And worst of all, and despite their constant declarations of watchers losing access to listen, the infrastructure that allows them to record is still in place. They haven't answered a question about it in 4 months. It's becoming clear that our government, our Archon, thinks that these actions are enough and people are buying it. No one's asking why a member of the Archon said sanctioned communication was just poorly implemented, or why the numbers of watchers on the street is growing, or why they're setting up booths all over the city.
Really, Lucia said their phone booths?
When every citizen has to have a phone? I don't buy it. And we're all still using our phones like none of it mattered. Like, they're definitely not listening. Why? Because it's convenient? Because it's defiant to live our lives with that knowledge? I don't know. What's going on? Why aren't we doing something? I want to believe we're living in a better world, but it doesn't feel that way. Suze and I knew that we needed to commemorate the events of last year somehow. And it was hard, thinking about some parts. Like, being in prison. It's hard to talk about what it was like. I feel like if I start talking, I just won't stop, or I'll start crying. It just feels a bit uncontrollable. There's just too much to discuss. And I don't know the right way. I don't know how helpful that would be.
'Cause that's not what the siege was about.
Yeah. Yeah, it was about things getting better.
It was joy.
Exactly, exactly. And I want to feel that joy again, that things could get better, not worse. When it happened, everything was possible. And I want that to happen again.
Which is what today's broadcast is all about. We spent the last month interviewing people, people involved in the siege, people who were in prison, and people whose lives were impacted by it. We asked them about their experiences and what we should do next. Let's listen to that now. Okay, mic's off. You okay?
I don't know, I keep thinking about losing people.
You're not gonna lose anyone.
I know, for a second I thought what it'd be like. When I got captured, there was this moment where they left me alone and I just thought, is that the last person I'm ever going to see? Am I going to be left here? I don't think about it much anymore. Just, I don't know.
It's okay, Lee. It's okay.
I know. Just, I don't want to live without the people I love.
That's not going to happen, Lee. I'll make sure it won't. Promise.
Thanks. How much more do we have of this bit?
2 minutes?
Great. Suze, do you hear something? What? Suze? What?
Sorry, everyone. That's not part of...
I don't know what happened there, but let's play from where it was interrupted. Sorry, it... Okay, there we go. Lee, are you...
Suze, how can they do that? Do you think that's by aerial? Should one of us... What if they're...
I don't know!
Do you think that they're still there? What if they do it again?
I think that was it.
Do they know where we are? The studio... Fuck, I feel so... Sorry, it just feels so scary.
I know.
We need to find out what that was.
We should go see...
I just hate that they did that today. The broadcast meant something.
I know. I'm sorry.
I think the bleeps are sectors.
Do you know who did this?
I think it's the collective.
Wait, the rave guys?
It didn't sound like they were advertising a rave.
They're just being more careful. More people are coming to their events. Just trying to make it harder for the watchers to figure out where they are.
What if there's more to it?
They were just using your broadcast as an opportunity.
Lee, maybe she's right.
But the fact that they hacked our signal in the first place, doesn't it worry you?
I'm not endorsing them, Leah. I just know they're not a threat.
You wouldn't have said that a year ago.
Leah?
If Raphael was here, he...
But he's not, Leah. He's... Look, I'm sorry I can't help you. There's so much in the air right now. I feel something's gonna happen and I don't know what. You know, the booths, the watchers, I just... It's all towards something. I know it is. There's just so much noise and... And I found something.
What is it?
It's a portable device for recording.
Whose is it?
No.
It's his.
You're sure it's Raphael's?
Trust me, he had it all through the siege. I know it's his.
Where did you find it?
The outer ring.
What's that on the back?
Is that a moth?
Yeah.
So what happened? You think the government...
No idea. No signs of a fight. Whatever happened, happened a long time ago.
But it doesn't look good.
No.
You said he wouldn't be in contact.
I did.
Was that a lie?
Leah, what are you trying to say? That's what Raphael said before he left. I promise.
Does anyone else know?
Just you. That's why I can't help. I need to figure out what happened to him. If it's connected to everything going on, it's just so... I think he might know something.
Raphael?
Yeah. I just have this feeling. Like you, I guess. Look, if you want to find these guys, you should. Just be careful. I need to go. I have a meeting, but use the equipment if you need. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, fuck.
Joni's so stressed out.
Serves her right.
For what?
I don't know. For breaking up the bunker? Being part of the courthouse scheme?
Lee, we don't know anything about it.
Why are you defending her? You're really friendly around Joni for, like, no reason.
I just think it's more complicated. What do the Archon gain from opening up to us? I know people who want to join it.
Based on what? You really think the Archon's gonna listen to us?
It's an opportunity to do something, isn't it?
I just know Raphael would have hated it.
Who knows what Raphael thinks?
Do you think they've taken him? Do you think he's...
No. No, he's Raphael. He always gets out of stuff, right?
I don't know. I hope so. Fuck, it just feels so bad.
Let's continue with the message. We can work it out.
You still want to look for them?
I mean, not really, but I know you do. I know I'm not going to convince you.
Someone needs to save me.
Yeah, funny.
Yep, yes, I'm ready to go again.
No, I'm fine. Something in my throat. Oh, all right. Elucia, electricity, elocution. Okay, ready. We are now approaching Elucia Central. Please change for Amber and Cyan e-transit services. This service does not stop here. Palmquist Point is closed for renovations. Welcome to the Archive. Please swipe your recognition card to begin. You have searched for recordings involving, with the search terms, there are recordings. Those are all the recordings featuring, and the search term, would you like to search for something else? Thank you for using the Archive. Goodbye. Please report any suspicious behaviour to your nearest operative. Watch, report, stay safe. Alarm vandalism is a criminal offence. Please report any broken alarm to your nearest operative. Hang on. What does this next one mean? This isn't a... It's just not what I usually... No, I know, it's not my... It's just, this doesn't sound... The flaws in our system will be eradicated for a... Sorry, can I, can I do that again? The flaws in our system will be eradicated for a better Elucia. The future...
I'm trying to listen in. Signal's bad. I will try harder. It's just... Of course. And you'll be back soon? Okay. I'll keep in contact. Alright. Message received.
You've been listening to Radio Elucia, a Boundless podcast production. Welcome Back was written by James Nash. The episode was directed by Rob Drummer. Original music and sound design by Father. The series associate director is Robert Awasusi. In this episode, you were listening to Amanita Francis as Lenses, Mary Malone as Epoch, Valerie Van Sovica as Leah, Chantal Amon as Suze, Megan Jarvey as Joni, Joseph Adelakin as Raphael, and Pip Williams as the voice of Elucia. The episode was mixed and mastered by Father, and commissioned and produced by Boundless Theatre. Producer Ina Van Riet, sound supervisor Kieran Watson, sound assistant Doug Templeton. If you're a fan of the show, check out at Radio Elucia on social. Follow Boundless Theatre at Boundless Abound, and learn more about the company by visiting boundlesstheatre.org.uk. You can support the show on Patreon by following the link in the show notes. Radio Elucia is part of Welcome to Elucia, an extended universe project co-funded by the Creative Europe programme of the European Union.